Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Roger, JP, 105 The Bone. Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. At Roger JP, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and all that stuff.
What's offensive about it?
Well, Brett was bringing
Seinfeld
up...
Seinfeld, you talking about?
Yeah, Seinfeld.
Supposedly an article was written saying that Seinfeld is super offensive.
What the hell could possibly be offensive about?
Like soup Nazis, like 13, like they label that. These 13 jokes from Seinfeld are super offensive now.
Oh, God.
And yes, that includes a soup Nazi.
Don't forget when it was done, 20 years ago, right? 20 and then some?
Yeah.
So the humor is going to be different than now. Not that Seinfeld is egregious or racist or whatever, but it's a different sensitivity now.
What else is, what other jokes?
Let's see.
This sitcom is extremely diverse, featuring Native Americans, Puerto Ricans, Pakistanis, Japanese, and Ukrainians. But apparently, there are jokes about Puerto Ricans, Pakistanis, Japanese, and Ukrainians. So things will come up that are either stereotypical or whatever. For example, you know, let's see, what was the other one?
I never really cared for Seinfeld. Not that I hate the show; it's not on the hate list.
Yeah,
no,
but I never really watched it.
I don't go back
and watch it.
Are you both like take it or leave it?
And I feel like I'm the only one. I feel like I'm the only one.
No, I watched it, but I could take it or leave it. You know, I watched it probably later on in reruns, when we first started doing mornings, and I couldn't sleep. And we'd be on at 11 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night.
Yes,
like, and I remember like watching it then, but I was never like, oh my god, it's Seinfeld night. I got to get, and that wasn't me.
Mm.
That wasn't me at all.
So, I love the show at the Special time, but I feel Ted. Like now, looking back at it, it had its time. It's got kind of dated now.
Right.
So,
yeah, he's all in.
Special Ted is all in. He can tell you every episode, what number, what's, yeah.
That's because Ted is Kramer.
He's a wacko.
One of the ones, he said, season 4 was offensive because a journalist thinks Jerry and George are in a same-sex relationship, and it's the basis of a whole episode's worth of bad jokes. However, people could be offended now, but the bottom line is the episode in question, titled The Outing, actually won the GLAAD Media Award. So the Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation gave them a media award for that episode.
Well, that was before
for having a positive outlook on gay and lesbian relationships.
But that was now
people are offended by it.
Right, but that was before GLAAD was like being run by a bunch of uptight snowflake millennials.
See how time changes 20 years.
Dude, I've said it a million times, man. You know, there's a headline that I guess something's going on with Ellen. Ellen called the Academy to try and get Kevin Hart the gig back. And now Ellen's taking a lot of heat from the gay community, which is funny. and she's just like saying, you know, it was a bunch of trolls, this, that, the other thing. And, you know, you can just continue to go through your life just looking for things to bitch about. Right. Or you can just worry about your life and living it. And the problem is, like, when you're an internet troll for a hobby, man, you're just like, I don't know. Just stop looking for things to be upset about. It's a show that hasn't been on the air in current episodes in almost probably 25 years, 30 years at this point.
Right.
When did it stop?
2009?
99. Okay, so almost 30 years. No, 20. Almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Right? Something like
exactly
that.
20 years.
So, you know, just like let it go. And the Kevin Hart thing, I hope he turns around and tells the Academy no.
Is she she went to bat for him to get it back? Yeah. He wants to go back?
Well,
he sounded like he was I'm not going to do it. I can't even believe he was.
You know what?
I guess
we'll find out this afternoon because he's on her show today. So we'll find out exactly what went down. But the word from what I read was that she called the Academy and asked them to reconsider him for host. But then she went on to say, like, in some tweets, like, it was his right to host. Nobody has the right to host the Oscars, you dope.
There's no right.
You know? But, you know what? I hope, listen, if they're friends and she thought she can throw her weight around and maybe get them to budge, because I guarantee you this, no matter who they find, the trolls are going to find something.
She would be great. She has hosted.
She's hosted in the
She'd
past.
She'd be great. Mm-hmm. I don't know why she's not doing it.
She's hosted
she
in the past.
She should step in for him.
She probably doesn't want... Maybe
she doesn't want the heat either.
Well, if they're friends, and it sounds like they are, if she's willing to put a phone call in for him.
Yeah.
If she's friends, she doesn't want to steal his gig. You know, she wouldn't want to take that gig that was once going to her friend, and then if she feels he got railroaded by trolls.
Yeah. Well...
You know? I don't know, dude. It's just like... It's all just... I mean, just go live... We talk about a lot.
Well, there's some things that are serious that should be...
We talked
about, you know what I mean?
Seinfeld being...
Seinfeld maybe isn't.
Stop it.
Doesn't rise to that level. Maybe just doesn't rise to that level.
They did the same thing to Friends, and there were a lot of things they pointed out kind of along the same lines about, like, kind of... And I wouldn't say making fun of gay people, but, like, you know, it's the stereotypes and the jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
Because stereotypes come from somewhere. A. B. People used to be able to joke about themselves.
Yeah, they shouldn't be able to... I understand what you're saying, and people should definitely have senses of humor. But the thing is it has gone, and I said this before, it was so bad where people were getting so discriminated against and made to feel less than that it's just swinging way the other way right now. It'll swing back in the middle at some point, but people are so, I don't think anybody is looking like wake up in the morning. Okay, what can I be offended by today? I think it's more like, oh, look at that. I now am allowed to say something about that. So I will. And I'll make a big stink out of it.
I hope that it happens real soon.
Well,
because
can't control that.
You
like
know what?
People
a lot.
Who were being held down before couldn't control it to swing this way. And they wanted it to.
Yeah, I got it. But it's getting just out of control.
I don't think it's out of control. I think it's just part of an evolution. And I'm glad that it's going in a acceptance direction.
But you said it did swing the other way, like probably too far.
Exactly.
That's like the same way of saying out of control.
Just hurry it up.
Just want to get it back to perfect. We're never really that perfect.
You just want to have all the advantages and have everything go your way and be able to make fun of people.
Don't make this a white male privilege thing. That's not what I'm talking about here, please.
And criticizing Seinfeld doesn't change any of that.
What'd you say?
Everything's gone your way as a white male always.
Shut up. You don't know me.
You've never had to feel.
So
let me ask you that question. Has anybody ever turned you down for a job, made you feel less than, called you something and made you feel like you wanted to go home and commit suicide because it was that bad?
Yes.
Okay, then I apologize.
Good.
And if anybody...
Apology accepted.
Then you should know how these people feel.
Did you please tell that story?
Then you should know how these people feel.
No, it hurts too much.
And empathize with them and understand where they're coming from and
Monica, don't defend people who are sitting there saying Seinfeld is racist or whatever. Now stop it.
Well, I mean...
The show's been off the air for 20 years. Who cares?
It is. It is. You look... If you watch it...
It's funny. Stop.
It is definitely derogatory towards certain things. But here's the thing. You have the opportunity, in my opinion, there's no arguing. It is factually making fun of certain stereotypes. Fact. That's a fact. But I have the option of turning off the TV if I don't like it. Nobody's forcing you to watch it.
That's correct.
What I want to know is who wrote an article in 2018 about Seinfeld and how did it pick up steam? Do you know what I'm saying?
I think
at some point, you see, this is the problem with blogs. There are no editors. Like newspapers, magazines, they all have editors. And I would like to think that if an article about Seinfeld being offensive in 2018 went to an editor, it would be like, what the hell is that? Get out of here.
But
write about a Kardashian. Something current.
It can be offensive to certain people, but then just don't watch it if you don't like it. That's what I don't understand. But I don't want to deny them. You want to say, don't be offended, don't be offended. They have the right to be offended if they don't like what they're watching, but then just turn the channel.
My friend Megan told me to tell you that she tries to make me feel less than all the time.
Well, that's someone has to bring you down because of your ego. You have to be equaled out. So I'm
my ego.
Someone's got to level you out.
Yeah.
By the way, the article is written on the website called Bustle, which is a website reaching millennial women, and Bustle Digital Group is the largest premium publisher reaching millennial women. So. You know, and it was called These 13 Jokes from Seinfeld Are Super Offensive Now. That includes the soup Nazi.
Shut up, you bunch of pricks. It's your fault. We were almost there. The show's almost over. It's Friday. We were almost there.
Well, we were almost there, and we could have ended the show without a bunch of rags.
And as, as far as the Kevin Hart thing goes, you know, good luck again to the Academy trying to find somebody to do it. That you know, Kevin Hart, when this thing happened, and he said, I already apologized for this. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to apologize for it again. We are taking these internet trolls, and we are rewarding them, and I'm not going to be a part of it. Right? Those were his words. And now what's going to happen is, the Academy may very well go out and find somebody else. And there are chances are that these trolls were going to go out and, whether it's true or not, dig up information on a person. And then the Academy is going to have to decide to keep him or let him go again. And then the trolls, if they let him go, will win. Mm. You know, I just wish people would be like, you know what, Academy? Go ahead. Enjoy. Good luck doing it without a host.
It's probably all a setup anyway. The Academy's probably already when Ellen talks to them, they're like, all right, listen, you go out and you stick up for him, and then we'll say yes to Ellen and Kevin, and then he'll come do it, and then we're good.
That's why I
okay,
said,
now we're good.
That's why I said, I hope it's all set up that way, and he says, nah.
Yeah.
I really do. I hope he tells them to stick it. Because what is it, in a couple weeks, right? It's in February?
Yeah.
Golden Globes.
I mean, this is why he's going to be on our show today, probably, right? Golden he's in on it, he's going to do it.
Golden Globes are this weekend?
This weekend.
I saw it. Where's the article?
But you know what else is on at the same exact time? NFL playoffs.
Football.
Who's watching?
Right.
Yeah, who's watching the Golden Globes?
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised, although those award shows continuously just kind of lose.
Right. Oscars are March 4th.
They're in March now? Mm-hmm. What was the article I saw? It says it's award season again. Do the Golden Globes, Oscars, et cetera, still matter in 2019? No.
No, they haven't mattered for a whole bunch of years.
But here's the thing. It never mattered. All it is an industry patting themselves on the back.
Well, true, but it used to be more prestigious. It mattered. It seemed to be more prestigious decades ago, and even 10 years ago. Yeah, it just gets every year, I think.
It matters to the people who want a trophy. But to the rest, does it really matter will the world continue to spin if the Oscars didn't happen? If people
to movie fans, it matters.
Well, if the movies are still made, bringing people the entertainment, fine. But the world will continue to spin if they stopped airing award shows for an industry that loves nothing more than to pat themselves on the back as much as humanly possible.
It's not their own selves. Golden Globes are decided by the foreign press. So it's not them saying, here, give each other awards. It's getting acknowledgement of a job well done from respected people that, you know, that for their craft.
How many award shows do they need?
One. And it needs to be like an hour and a half, maybe an hour.
Tops. Right.
Right.
You know how like when the Grammys come on, they don't even put the rock stuff on television anymore. It's like done 3 hours before it even starts. They need to do that with like cinematography or costume design. Yeah. Who gives a rat's ass?
Just stream all that stuff.
Just get
it
out of there.
And who needs to be in charge of the playoff music? Brett. Because we need to have JP with the snore on the side of the stage. And as soon as JP snores, Brett starts playing the music. Let's get this thing done.
And once that happens, the Oscars will matter again.
Okay. Let's get you guys. Let's get
Ellen
to make a
call. We should do our own stream on Bone TV, watching the Oscars happen, for example. And we'll just put a camera on the TV and watch. And then you snore, he plays the music, and out it goes.
Yep.
And then we can sit there and talk about stuff until they finish their speeches, go to commercials, and come back and do something reasonable again.
I was a little girl in Oklahoma. And
that's wonderful.
I just want to thank everybody.
Hold on.
You guys have got it.
Ryan online, too.
That's wonderful.
Go ahead, Ryan. What's up?
What's up, guys? Hi. JP, I just want to let you know, man, hopefully when your daughter grows up and she has mixed children, you'll start to have a bit more tolerance towards the changes going towards the future.
I have tolerance. They're going backwards.
No.
They're going back to science. They're going back to find a problem with a show that hasn't been on the air in new episodes in 20 years.
To change the future, you have to look towards the past.
Have
to review
those mistakes.
I agree.
To see where you went wrong and how to correct them, I guess.
Correct. Mm. You know? And if Seinfeld has to be brought into that equation, so be it. Because there were some things in Seinfeld that I thought as a kid, I was like, this is kind of weird. Because I wasn't brought up to think anything other than humans are humans. Stereotypes exist, and some of them are true. But the fact is, if you perpetuate them in a mainstream source like Seinfeld, it does nothing for the good of the people that are trying to make change for the better. Yay. It has swung way far in some areas,
right.
But that comes with the territory. You know, it took a long time for African Americans to get a certain bit of respect. In this And here we are. I'm surprised I haven't been played off yet. I really do.
Well, you have good instincts.
No. He was good. He probably was good.
He was like the male Monica.
He was great.
That's what we need. All the points.
He did so good with explaining exactly what's going on.
We need two of those. Antonio, line three.
Now, what do you mean by those?
Those people know.
Hey, my name is Antonio, and I love your show. It's a great show.
Thank you,
Thank you.
But I actually, Monica, as a white male, have been turned down for a job strictly because of the fact I was white.
Preach!
I don't know how you have proof of that. They said you're white, therefore you're not getting the job, or did they give you another reason?
That is basically what they said. I came in. My name, my legal name is very Hispanic sounding, but it's Italian. Obviously, my first name is Antonio, and if you knew my last name, you would think I was Hispanic. So that's why I got the interview. I came in. And they said, "You're Antonio?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Oh, I thought you were Hispanic." He didn't tell me anything about the job, did not ask me any further questions. It was at a dry cleaner. Didn't ask me any further questions, just had a very short conversation, like 1 or 2 minutes. And then he told me, "Thank you."
That's illegal AF. They can't say you're not Hispanic. That's so illegal.
Oh, you're not Hispanic?
That's horrible.
Well, it doesn't matter because no attorney would take the case because I'm white.
I don't know about that.
Right.
That's more illegal.
White people. A lot of people think that.
No.
Thank you.
Let's go. We got to go boycott that dry cleaner.
I think so.
Where was it?
On a racetrack road on the corner of racetrack in Oldsmar.
Stop. Dumpity dump. All right. Thanks, Antonio.
Thank you, Antonio.
That's very illegal.
Yeah, that's dumb. That's not how you hire people. Well, Monica, it's funny because you were asking, did he say to you, you're not getting this job because you're white? I mean, look how many minorities were turned down for jobs. Nobody ever said a word.
Exactly.
Right? They didn't say that. So, also, I mean, looking for them to say something, that's not really the way to go. The guy could have been quiet about it, and this guy just knows, right?
It's also not right to be turned down if you're Irish or Italian or German or any. And nobody should be turned down based on their nationality. And that's all that this is getting at.
Except for the Polish.
Now my ex was Polish.
With the Polish
show.
Just trying to light it up a little bit. Come on.
I can't see you guys.
You get so mad like this is all brand new.
I was happy that Ryan calls in because he made great points. And that's all I've ever, that's it, what he said.
Ryan just nailed, right? He said it all, the right words, the right order, everything.
He said exactly
it was so
what
perfectly
said.
Yeah, he just said it really, really well.
It's just that it came from a dude, so I took it seriously.
I know, exactly.
Hey, Friday jokes.
Zing.
Get a cowbell ready.
I'm just playing with
that. Zing.
Hey. Come on.
That's the thing right there. It's a joke for you because it's funny and it's a joke. But that's reality. That's my life. Oh, there it is.
Monica, can you explain your statement?
Nope.
That's your life.
That's your reality.
That's your life with me.
Because I feel for you.
We haven't had anything like this in months.
So is it like a quota? What?
No, there's no quotas.
No quotas.
Do not say quota. I didn't say quota.
No.
Brett, did you hear me say quota?
I didn't hear anything.
No.
I didn't say quota.
I had my headphones off.
That's it.
She actually asked for change for a quota. She did not say quota. She said quota.
Got it.
William is online too.
Monica, you want to make out?
Never.
Yeah.
Who would you?
Yeah,
okay. Me or balls? Hold on. You had to make out with either me or balls. Who is it?
Is there a gun involved or am I?
Yes. Yes.
Is that your third choice? Take the gun?
There's a gun. There might be sharks and alligators involved too. You had to make out with one.
I might take a chance with the alligators. Like I could outrun them.
Hey, listen.
You really couldn't pick either one, huh?
I'm not ever kissing balls, so I
and you have to tongue kiss.
Hold my breath and be disgusted.
With me? I think you don't. I think you like me.
You like that racist tongue kiss you?
why are we still talking about this?
Because it's fun and it drives you crazy. Okay, what you're experiencing at this moment on this show is my entire childhood. You showed your weakness. You showed it.
That's
we
me.
Exploit it.
That
it's what we
me.
Do. It's Thunderdome. Welcome to it.
I can't live like this. Can
yes,
we all
you
just
can.
Have rainbows
You've
and
been
sunshine?
Living like this for 3.5 years. You're just fine.
Long.
See?
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
It's like you're new to the show.
Right.
It's just all fun.
It's hysterical.
Nobody was hurt in the making of this dialogue. Nobody.
Poor William's just like, what, when do I talk? What's happening?
Oh, is William still there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, man. Sorry
hey, whenever,
about that.
Whenever you're ready, man. That's all right.
Would you kiss so balls or JP?
Can we do a threesome?
Hey, William's right in there.
Go ahead,
William.
Anyway, several years ago in Chicago, I was working in freelancing film. I was doing this job across from Harpo Studios, so I went to give my resume in there. It has nothing to do with Oprah, because I know she never saw it, but the people I gave it to told me I was the wrong sex and the wrong color to be working there.
You can't say
that. Literally told you that?
Oh, yeah, right there. I mean, it was a guy and a girl that was that were given it. And I looked at him and I go, and the guy just kind of smiled, and she looked at me, and I'm like, all right, well, I just go get another job. And I mean, it's just, but I was blatantly told that. You know, I mean, it's the first time I ever said it. It's kind of like, yeah, I guess it was told me, you know, and I'm...
Wow.
Congratulations, you just earned your hashtag MeToo pin.
Yeah, no kidding. That was, you know, and then another thing, even Monica can get this as well, because she's short. I mean, a lot of people just, I'm short too, and everyone jabs jokes at short jokes, and I even tell people, like, hey, you know, I've heard that one. Give me one I haven't heard. Mm-hmm. It doesn't bother me, but some people, it bothers. You know, you always get discriminated height-wise too, but mm-hmm. It is what it is. Just move on, bulk up, and move forward.
Monica, you've been discriminated against because of your height?
I mean, discrimination makes it sound like I've been treated and made fun of, treated a certain way and made fun of and overlooked.
But just like a racial joke, it's just a joke to some people, but some people take it so offensive. Right. So everyone makes short jokes all the time.
All the time.
So, I mean, it is what it is, but it's just... So.
Maybe they didn't want to tell you they weren't hiring you because you were short, so they went with race and gender instead.
Grow up.
I guess so. Hey,
they know I offended you.
Everyone.
All right. I didn't get it right away.
You didn't get it?
No, I did. Brett didn't even give you a rim shot.
That's all right. It wasn't worth it. I'll be honest with you. It wasn't my best work.
Yeah, but it goes right along with all the other jokes that came out. It's Bad Joke Friday for 3 minutes.
No, I was on fire for a little while. No?
Yeah. No, that was good. It was all good, bad jokes.
By the way, here are your stroke eyes, in case you're wondering.
Oh, no. Wow. How did I do that? Yeah, I really did roll my eyes up in my head.
You sure did.
Oh. What is that on our Twitter?
Roger's got Graves' disease.
No.
On our anniversary? You have Graves' disease on our anniversary?
Oh, no.
Monica, did you get us a gift?
Anniversary of what?
Oh, today is our 19th year anniversary.
Really?
Anniversary. Yeah, we started on January 4th, 2000 on our other radio station. So today was 19 years.
Oh, congratulations. You guys
thank you.
Dinner and have a nice little celebration with...
Besides Brett's horn, your words are the most words we've gotten all day about it from anybody.
Nobody said anything to you?
Zero.
19 years, and you guys can't even get a congrats or a...
Zero.
And it's not like we're in 18th place. Right. You know, if we did 19 years at the bottom of the pile, I can understand nobody caring.
Right. Did they give you a chair? I mean, like...
Chair?
18 years of them...
We got a cake.
18 years of them cashing bonus checks and nothing.
So how long has Brett been with you? What kind of anniversary is it for him?
Like, in February, I'll be back 5 years, but total probably a little over 7.
That's so will you, are you included in the celebratory dinner and whatever?
There is no celebratory dinner.
No, we don't do
There's
that.
Literally nothing. They're not doing anything for you.
Zero.
No.
I don't.
Oh, really?
Here's the other thing. It is 19 years. It's not like it's 10 or 20 or 40.
19 years.
Why don't you come home after work? You'll see me pull up in my driveway, Raj pull up in his driveway. Then I'm going to the gym. Then I'm going to get a haircut. I got to take a couple of phone calls in between
there. Yeah. All right, we got to do phone calls.
That's the way I'm spending my anniversary.
Right. No, wow. Wait, you guys will maybe go out with your wives and celebrate together like that.
No, we don't do that. I'm going to play poker later. I got money to win.
Exactly.
You guys celebrate nothing.
My league championship is very important. More important than this anniversary.
Well, maybe if you guys made a bigger deal out of it, then maybe...
We made a huge deal this morning. Nobody cared.
There were meetings happening. There was like... Yeah, please.
Ted was good. Ted went back in time, told us what was going on in the year that we started the whole thing.
Oh, yay.
Special Ted. Yeah, he put in some time and effort. He was good. Top 10 songs from that time period, which all sucked.
How long has Ted been with you?
13, he said, right?
13 years, yeah.
That's a lot of the 19, right?
I only started liking him about a year and a half ago.
And even that's only in like 15-minute increments. And then
right, yeah. Small doses.
Oh, that's not all every minute of every
but
day,
but I do
right?
love him in small doses. Hmm. All right, let's get a...
Well, congratulations, guys. That's a phenomenal thing. That does not, as you guys know, that does not happen at all in radio. Yep. And to be that successful for
you
that
hear
long.
That, sales? Sales? Oh, they're gone for the day.
Right.
They're all gathered around the food in the break room.
Not even a box of Dunkin' Donuts.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.